That was even more fun than the last date. Thank you for inviting me on another one. Hey, you might have pieced this together from the fact that I invited you into my apartment, but, I think I'm ready to take things to the next level. What about you? You're so cute when you blush. Oh, come on. Let's move this to the bedroom. I'm so glad you don't mind that I'm a Fuda. I had some doubts at first, but you're putting those to rest so fast. You're so hard already, and we're not even undressed. Do you want to undress me? I appreciate the enthusiasm, but you're a little rough with my boobs. Calm down, lover boy. We're not in any rush, right? You've got a really nice body. Oh, and a nice cock, too. I can't wait to feel it inside me. Shall I lube it up at first? You can get rough if you want. I really like face fucking. Plus, it's a great way to get your dick all slippery and ready to fuck my ass. Oh, you taste good too. Thank you for being considerate and giving your dick a quick wash beforehand. Yes, I can tell you did. It's not as sweaty as it could be. Yeah, you spent a bit of extra time in the bathroom right before this. Well, don't worry, sweetie. I keep myself nice and clean, too. Now, why don't you grab my head and fuck my face? Okay, yeah, I'm fine. I just, wanted to stop you because, you're lubed up enough. And plus, you're kind of hurting me a little bit in a bad way. Nothing. I'm just gonna grab the headboard now. It's time for you to pound my ass all night long. Now, does it add or detract from my fat ass that there's an equally fat cock dangling below it? From how hard your own cock is, I'd say it certainly adds to it. Since you're all looped up, all I have to do now is spread my cheeks for you and let you slide right in. A little fast on the entry there, but I understand you're excited. I'm sure you can make up for it. Come on, sweetie, show me how you ream a girl. Are you gonna get started? I wasn't being playful when I said I wanted you to pound my ass all night long. All right, now we're getting somewhere. Mm-hmm. Sweetie, you know I have a prostate, right? You've hardly touched it at any point. I think you could have only touched it less if you were actively avoiding it. This really is your first time, isn't it? Okay, stop. Look, I'm not mad or anything, and you shouldn't feel too bad. It is your first time and all. But, honestly, that's all the more reason I should be on top. You kinda suck at this. It's okay, though. Really, honestly, it is. You can learn, so I'm not worried about it. But experience is the best teacher, so why don't you bend over and let me show you how it's done? Good boy. First off, I'm gonna show you how to actually fuck someone's face. Open up. The key is, you start off slow, but gradually build up to it. I know that's tough for a total virgin to understand, but it is very important, despite how subtle it is. Now, when I said you sucked, I didn't know how on the money I was. Are you a natural bottom, or is it just harder to screw up? Oh, don't be embarrassed, sweetie. I know you aren't just a submissive little slut. Ooh, you did have some natural talent when you were on top. I think you're just a switch. But from how much you're enjoying being teased and topped, I also think you might just lean towards being a bottom. Whew, which is fine too. I lean towards being a top anyway. Okay, now you relax your throat because I'm gonna fuck it. Oh, somebody has to show you how to do this right. See? First I warned you I was gonna do it, and now I'm doing it with a rhythm. You were just going all herky-jerky with it and choking me. And not in the fun way either. Everybody has to start somewhere, I suppose. It's just not everyone starts quite as low as you. It remains to be seen if you're ever gonna fuck my face the way I want. But, you're not half bad at getting your own face fucked. I expected a lot more gagging and choking, but you're swallowing it all like a good boy. And not only that, you're getting off on this too. Did you think I wouldn't notice the string of pre-cum dripping onto my sheets? It's okay, you're about to make a way bigger mess than that. Okay, that's enough. It's time I showed you how to fuck ass properly. Okay. So first, you start out by rubbing your cockhead on the rosebud. You see how much more impactful the teasing is? Make sure you're taking notes, sweetie. It makes you excited, and it gives your partner the chance to respond and actually relax their butt for you. You don't just barge right in like a battering ram. It's bad manners. You grab the cheeks like so, and spread your partner open. And then you slowly stick it in. Ooh. so slow. Oh. Not that I had any doubts you were a virgin before, but this definitely cements it. Oh my god, you are tight. Have you ever even had a finger back here? Let me move, okay? Who am I kidding? You have definitely experimented. You're just a natural at letting a girl fuck you in the ass. I'm sure you've had lots of mental practice for this, fantasizing about it plenty. This, however, is so much better than your fantasies, right? I mean, the most important difference is that, unlike you, I know how to find a prostate without needing a map. You feel my cock scraping over it? That's some good pressure, isn't it? I told you that you were gonna make a bigger mess. Oh, look at all that prostate fluid you're shooting. You've hardly got a drop out of me yet, but there's already a puddle under you. Maybe this is where you belong after all. Oh, kidding. I'm just kidding. I promise you'll have another chance. It just feels so damn good in your ass, though, that I might just have to give you an extra lesson or three before I let you top again. Okay, building it up now. You want to know the biggest thing you missed? Well, you were on top, sweetie. It was my cock, of course. A reach around is the best gift you can give somebody. If you're gonna rearrange a girl's guts, you might as well throw in a hand job for her troubles. Oh, you feel that? It's so much more intense like this. I don't want to have trouble sitting down and still having full balls the next day, okay? Yeah, you're starting to feel how incredible this is, yeah? And here's the best part about me doing it instead of you. I get to lean over you and let you feel my boobs on your back. Now that's an experience only a sexy Fuda girlfriend can give you. The lesson is over here, sweetie. Just grab the headboard and keep your butt relaxed, because I'm gonna milk you like a goddamn dairy cow inside and out. Oh my god, your insides feel so good. Oh, your cock feels like it's gonna explode in my hand. Can you last long enough to come with me? I hope you can handle at least that much tonight. I'm sure you can manage that. You don't just want to come for my reach around, no. You want to hold back your orgasm until you feel your girlfriend's hot, sticky cum flowing in your ass. Well, you don't have to wait too much longer, because from how deep I'm able to get in you. Yeah, you feel my tip all the way up in your guts. Fuck. You are really milking me from how tight you are. What a delicious asshole. Oh, fuck. I'm gonna go feral over you. Fuck. Yeah, you're getting so fucking close. gross, isn't that right, baby boy? You just can't hold back. Well, you're in luck, because I can't hold back much longer, too, okay? I'm gonna do it. I'm gonna fill your guts. Do you understand me? Oh, fuck, yes. Oh, my God. Come for me, sweetie. Spray my sheets down while I fill you with my jizz. Oh, fuck. Take it. Fuck. Oh, my God. I'd say that turned out better for both of us if you had been on top. Oh, come here. Oh, don't take it too hard. Well, I mean, you did kind of just take it hard up the ass, but you know that's not what I meant. Oh no, you weren't abysmal or anything. I was mostly just teasing you. You did seem to like that a lot, but I hope I didn't go too far or anything. Oh, you've been a good boyfriend, and I'm looking forward to you learning to top me. Although you made for such a good bottom, I'm not gonna be heartbroken if I do have to wait a while.